This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where the great issue facing this nation in the election that is coming up this November, and almost certainly in the bigger presidential election that's coming up in 2024, is the economy, is the price of everything, is the impact of inflation and economic mismanagement by Joe Biden. So what is the Democratic response? The Democratic response appears to be we just have to chase away the millionaires and billionaires because they are responsible for every hardship, for every wrong, for every setback that our economy faces. Is that true? Is that solid logic? A persuasive piece by Stephen Moore works against that and makes the other argument. In fact, he says in his piece, the title, "When Millionaires and Billionaires Leave," meaning a state or a community, "everyone loses." Steve Moore has expanded his role to serve as the chair of the newly formed task force on economic revival in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Moore was previously a senior economic contributor with Freedom Works, and of course he was an informal advisor to President Trump from the beginning of his first campaign, helping to shape what became known as Trumponomics, which is the title of one of Stephen's books. Great to talk to you, Steve. And what's wrong with chasing away those nasty, exploitive millionaires and billionaires?
Well, hi, Michael. Great to be with you. I'm really delighted at how much attention this article has received, because it just came out a few days ago and people like you have really picked it up. So thank you. And I'll tell you what inspired me to write the book, Michael. As you probably know, I hail from the great city of Chicago, the northern suburbs of Chicago, and love that city and just, you know, still kind of consider it home, even though I haven't lived there in 30 years. And there was who is a multi-billionaire who is in his mid-50s and built an incredible hedge fund financial company there in the heart of Chicago. And
you there, Steve? I think we just lost him. Jeremy, do we have Steve? No, we do not. Well, what he's talking about a guy he writes about named Ken Griffin, who is 53, as he said, who has given over the last few years more than $600 million to organizations in the Windy City, like the Art Institute of Chicago, the Museum of Science and Industry, the Chicago Symphony, the Field Museum, Northwestern Medicine, meals programs, major donor to schools, churches. In other words, generally very, very generous guy. If you're giving away $600 million, it means you have a lot of money and you do give a lot away. Plus, his company apparently is one of the biggest employers in the Chicagoland area. We're cut off with Stephen, are we? Okay. What he writes about in his column is he writes about begins with a famous story of investor Paul Tudor Jones, who left Connecticut many years ago and took his business and earnings to Florida and single-handedly drilled a $40 million revenue hole in the state budget in Hartford. He never looked back. And he gives a couple of other examples, an example of somebody named Jeff Yass, who was the owner of Susquehanna Capital in Philadelphia, one of the richest residents of the state of Pennsylvania. And the people in Pennsylvania, the Democrats, who have a disproportionate influence in Pennsylvania, and probably that's one of those areas where there is a Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, who is stepping aside. He's term limited, but where the Democrats continue to be favored to win the governorship against the Republican candidate Mastriani, Doug Mastriani, who is having a rough go of it. But in Pennsylvania, the idea that they want to chase away one of the richest residents of the state, who's a hedge fund manager of Keystone State's largest employers, one of them, and he and his wife have donated tens of millions of dollars to education scholarships for mostly black, low-income children in the city. He's also a donor to other charities in and around Pennsylvania. But recently, the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is a big paper in Philadelphia, the biggest, skewered Yass with false allegations that he doesn't pay his fair share of taxes. Are they trying to chase him out of the state? Asks Stephen Moore. And the point about all of this, is that basically that kind of activity doesn't really help anybody and doesn't even improve the revenue situation in a given state. What do we take away from the examples that I was just talking about, Steve, based on your column, examples of Jeff Yass and Ken Griffin?
Well, sorry, I lost you there for a minute, but I was starting to say that, you know, Ken Griffin was this incredibly successful businessman, and he you know, was paid a lot of taxes, as you were just saying. And one of the most interesting things that I learned about Ken Griffin when he announced he was leaving was that he was an incredible philanthropist, Michael. He gave hundreds of millions of dollars to the Museum of Science and Industry and the orchestra and the opera and the food banks and the soup kitchens and the schools. And so he was an amazingly generous person. And he finally left. And do you know why he left, Michael?
Why he left
Chicago? Well, it wasn't taxes. He did say the taxes were a lot worse than Florida, where he's moving to. But he said he had three of his employees who were mugged on the way to work. And he said, for the safety of my employees, I have to move this business out of Chicago. And that's kind of heartbreaking. And the really interesting thing about the story about him is that all of these charities that are doing great work to help people in need, they were all saying, we don't know how we're going to replace all this money that, you know, that Ken Griffin has given us over the years. How is the state and the city going to make up for all the tax revenue that's leaving when he leaves? And you could tell that story 100 times over of successful people.
By the way, it's the same thing with Starbucks closing 16 different stores around the country, 5 in Seattle alone, because of the skyrocketing crime.
The crime and
we need
to have better management of our city. So you can't have a city that has horrible schools, high taxes, and high crime. People, that's been the problem with our cities for 30 or 40 years. Now, every once in a while, you'll get a good mayor who'll come in, like Rudy Giuliani, who came in and got the crime off the streets of New York, and the city came back. And right now, because of this kind of wokeism, they're not able to solve the basic problems of cities, and it's chasing people out, and it's killing our great cities like Seattle and like Chicago and like New York and Philadelphia and Los Angeles. And I don't know if you've been to San Francisco anytime recently, but it is catastrophic what's happening to that city.
Yeah, it's tough to know which is worse, San Francisco or L.A. I think L.A. has, because it has a bigger population generally. It's L.A. County, they say 60,000 people living on the street. Now, that's appalling. And the inability to do something about it, well, we have that in Seattle, too. Stephen Moore will post his column at our website at michaelmedved.com. So sorry we got interrupted there, Steve. We will be right back on the Medved Show with the latest of a devious trick, really devious, by Democrats, by the Democratic Governors Association, that really does flout every rule of political decency, you would think. But we'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, we're in the midst of a political year, and there's political news that breaks every day. There is a fascinating story involving the primary that was just held yesterday in Maryland, where a Trump-endorsed candidate won an unexpectedly big margin. He won by 16 points, and it was supposed to be neck and neck between the more moderate candidate endorsed by Governor Larry Hogan, who was just attacked by Trump in a message on Truth Social as a rhino, which is a term of abuse that Trump enjoys. And Larry Hogan's candidate, Kelly Schultz, got creamed. 16-point margin. And the amazing thing about this race was that Dan Cox, the Trump-supported candidate, basically was handicapped because he didn't have any money. And but then the single largest contributor in the Republican primary was the Democratic Governors Association. And it's pretty amazing because they spent all that money on ads for the Republican, Dan Cox, and which is a pretty direct advertising campaign that they did in his behalf. And what's interesting about it is they tried to fool people by actually making it sound as if they were really criticizing him, hence this negative ad. But the ad was shaped in a way that was designed to appeal to conservative voters. This is what the Democratic Governors Association ad for Republican, and it was ad spent for Republican Dan Cox, sounded like. It's clip 14.
Meet Dan Cox, Donald Trump's hand-picked candidate for Maryland governor. Cox worked with Trump, trying to prove the last election was a fraud. 100% pro-life. He's fighting to end abortion in Maryland. And Cox will protect the Second Amendment at all costs, refusing to support any federal restrictions on guns, even pushing to put armed guards in every school. Dan Cox, too close to Trump, too conservative for Maryland. DGA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
See, what they say DGA Action, it'll tell you what DGA is. And you think it might be one of the ads that is put forward by his primary opponent. It's not. It's by the Democrats. Why? Because they want Dan Cox to run against. And it just seems to me, look, there have been all kinds of attempts in different races across the country for the Democrats to pick an opponent. They are using the term MAGA right now as an insult. And part of this concerns the very clear erosion of enthusiasm for Trump among the general public. And even to some extent among Republicans. The Dan Cox victory here in Maryland, it says that in the hotline that in the Republican gubernatorial candidate, a delegate Dan Cox, that's what they call their House of Delegates, is their state legislature, who was endorsed by former President Trump, defeated State Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz, who was backed by term-limited Governor Larry Hogan, 56% to 40%. Cox has repeated falsehoods about fraud in the 2020 election. He was also helped to recruit people to come to Washington on January 6th. They didn't mention any of that in the Democratic ads for Cox. What they mentioned was stuff that they thought would appeal to conservatives, and apparently it did. It's going to be an interesting race because the best-known Democratic candidate, who was former head of the DNC, Tom Perez, and he was head of a former labor secretary under Obama, he got, it hasn't formally been called yet, but it looks like an author of basically self-help books who is charismatic, black guy. He is leading. His name is Wes Moore. And for somebody who is not deeply ensconced in politics to beat somebody like a former cabinet member is another indication of a mood of the electorate, Democratic and Republican, where people want and favor outsiders right now. And What is it about the American situation that makes people so bitter and so resentful of big money? We were talking before with Stephen Moore about the resentment of millionaires and billionaires, even when it's not coming from Bernie Sanders. There's a very, very thoughtful and, I think, persuasive column in the New York Times by Ezra Klein, who is a lefty, but what he's saying is just undeniably true, which he says, why a middle-class lifestyle remains out of reach for so many. And he points out that June's just-released inflation data is startling. At 9.1%, it's the highest year-on-year rate we've seen since 1981. Maybe it's the highest we will see. Oil and other commodity prices are falling. Real wage growth has turned negative. And retail inventories are thickening. None of that is fertile soil for continued inflation. If the only price problems we had was the one that the past year of inflation reports tracked, I'd think the light was beginning to glint into the tunnel, but it's not. And what he talks about here is the fact that stuff that people need, and yes, people need gas, but gas is not a huge part of anybody's budget. What is a huge part of people's budget is housing and child care and medical care and college tuition if you're paying for your kids or you hope to help your kids get a college tuition. These things have gone up, and they've gone up steadily and without stopping, and with the government not really able to do much about it. He quotes Annie Lowry, who is another economics writer, happens to be his wife, by the way. He says, in one of the best decades the American economy has ever recorded, families were bled dry by landlords, hospital administrators, university bursars, and child care centers. For millions, a roaring economy felt precarious or downright terrible. Lowry's framing has stuck in my mind over the last couple of years. He said, I don't think you can understand the broader price crisis without it. I should mention here that Lowry and I are married, but don't hold that against her or her work. The numbers are startling. The median home price, well, you know something about that. So what does it mean, and what can be done, and how about the impact on this election coming up? We'll get to that on the MedVet Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to an action in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, why is it that the inflation rate right now has suddenly gotten people's attention to a gigantic problem in our economy, a gigantic problem in terms of blocking upward mobility in the United States? We talked yesterday a little bit about with Peter Coy, economic writer for the New York Times, about the ability of people to move up the ladder and to go ahead and to try to better themselves is the old adage that people used to talk about, trying to create a better opportunity for your children and maybe even for your grandchildren than you've had yourself. That's the American dream. And it still operates pretty well for some immigrants who come here with nothing, but for a lot of native-born people who've been working hard all their lives, it's extremely frustrating. Why? What is the big signatory, the big indicator of making it into the middle class? It's home ownership. And a majority of Americans still do live in a household where some member of that household owns the house, or maybe they all do and they own it jointly. But people live, they may be a condo, it may be a duplex, it may be anything, but they live in some kind of housing, and it's a bare majority that is owned rather than rental. But even rental has gone up, and you clearly need to be able to afford somehow this housing, so that the huge increase in real estate values, which has been kind of encouraging for those of us who are fortunate enough to own our own homes, that's been a great thing, and it encourages you to get deeper and deeper and deeper into debt to buy a home. But in terms of people who may not have anywhere close to what they need for a down payment, or may be wary of going so deeply into debt, it's startling and it's appalling. Here's a number, and it's a really easy number to understand because it's brutal when you hear it. The median home price in 1950 was 2.2 times the average annual income. In other words, at a time when in 1950 the average home price was like $20,000 and average income was like $10,000. And okay, by 2020 it was no longer 2.2 times the average annual income. In 2020, the average home price all around the country was 6 times average annual income. Now, that's just staggering change. And in other words, because you would think that income would go up alongside the value of real estate, but no, it's become more and more priced out of reach. The average price for brand name drugs on Medicare Part D rose by 236%. Let that sink in. Between 2009 and 2018. Between 1980 and 2018, the average cost of an undergraduate education at any college, not elite college anywhere, rose by 169%. And you look at child care. And here's what Ezra Klein writes, and I think it's profound. He says, we papered over the affordability crisis with low prices for consumer goods, soaring asset values that kept richer Americans happy, subsidies for some Americans at certain times, and mountains of debt. Mountains of debt, housing debt, and student loan debt, and medical debt, and that kept the working class semi-afloat. But none of this addressed the core problem. For too long, the prices of things we need, for most people, have been growing far faster than just inflation. And that's where this inflation comes in. He has an interesting analogy here. He writes that there's a famous video where you're told to keep your eye on a basketball being passed around. And as you do, you miss an actor in a gorilla suit who's ambling across the scene. But once you've seen the gorilla, you never miss it again. Politics works like that, too. It's not just about the problems we have. It's about the problems we learn to see. The prices problem has been lurking for years. But it's never been the core of our politics. Now it is. It's on gas station signs and at the supermarket. It's on rental contracts and tuition checks. Even if headline inflation falls, I don't think we're going to unsee the high price of a middle-class life anytime soon. The political party that dominates this next era will be the one that shares the public's fury and puts prices at the center of its agenda. And what Ezra Klein is talking about is basically not pretending that the government isn't involved in the economy. Obviously, the government is a huge force in the economy. And the number one focus should be affordability, allowing people to have less anxiety, less debt, less crushing kinds of hopes based upon prices that are just so huge, and the price increases. Follow analyses like that and you'll find an array of bad actors cutting across partisan and professional lines, Klein says. Housing is so hard to build in dense cities, in large part because governments have made it hard to build. These governments are disproportionately run by Democrats. Blue places have chosen to make their housing supply inelastic, to use econ speak. And red places, by and large, have allowed housing markets to continue functioning and for supply to respond when there's no increase in demand. So writes someone named Jenny Schutz, who's the author of Fixer Upper, How to Repair America's Broken Housing System. Elsewhere, it's professional lobbies that are the culprit. That's Ezra Klein again. America has too few doctors, particularly primary care doctors, leading to higher prices and longer waits. A big part of the reason is that trade groups representing doctors have lobbied to restrict the supply, capping the number that we can train, erecting barriers to letting nurse practitioners take over more primary care duties, and blocking efforts to allow doctors trained in high-performing systems abroad from being able to practice here. Look, the idea that the price of everything, the price of ordinary middle-class life, is going to be a potent political issue this November, and a very potent political issue in November of 2024, which everyone is looking ahead at, that, it seems to me, is inarguable. It's also inarguable that the excitement about the hearing tomorrow night, supposed to be the climactic hearing of the January 6th Select Committee. It's nonsense to say that people are excited about it or they're waiting with bated breath. It's only a minority of people who have watched those hearings. But there's a piece today in the Politico magazine where they interview all Republicans and loyal Trump Republicans who say, you know what? Cumulatively, those hearings have begun to have a big effect. How? Why? And what is it Trump said that is causing trouble with the Speaker of the House in the state of Wisconsin? We will get to that and much more on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Michael Medved Show, one of the high-profile races that is coming up this November is the race for governor of New York, of Texas, where governor of New York, too. But the governor of New York is seems to be Kathy Hochul, who took over after Andrew Cuomo had to resign in disgrace. Kathy Hochul looks like she's fairly solid in the primary, and who knows if Lee Zeldin, the Republican nominee, can actually give a meaningful race there. But one race that has been just a magnet of huge amounts of money for Democrats is their dream, which has been a futile dream for years, frankly, of making Texas competitive. They believe that the abortion issue and others can actually help them in the Lone Star State. And now Beto O'Rourke, their candidate, who, by the way, I think is going to have a very tough time in Texas, because Texas is a state with very high gun ownership. And Beto O'Rourke cannot walk back some of the fairly extreme things he has said about Second Amendment rights and his questioning of Second Amendment rights. But that hasn't stopped him from getting a $1 million contribution from, drumroll please, George Soros. Do you think that'll play well in Texas? I kind of am thinking not. And do they have ads already on it? Yeah, but it'll be a matter of days. I mean, George Soros, how do you put it this way? I don't think he has overwhelming popularity anywhere in the United States, particularly. In fact, anywhere. He doesn't have overwhelming popularity in his native Hungary, where he was used as a campaign ad for Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. In any event, there is this from President Trump. It turns out that, and this is just breaking today, and I honestly can't believe it. I mean, the timing could hardly be worse for President Trump. They're about to go into their much ballyhooed last committee meeting. It's going to be prime time. And last time they had prime time, they had 20 million people watching, which was a pretty good audience for this kind of entertainment or education or drama. And that's tomorrow night, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But former President Trump, it was just released. Last week, called the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, whose name is Robin Voss, and urged him, now, we're not talking about a year ago, we're not talking about before President Biden took over. He called on Speaker Voss to decertify to disqualify Joe Biden's election win in that state by decertifying his electors. Now, here is the way that the Wisconsin speaker actually talked about this. And it's very, very important and very significant that he was willing to talk about it. Do you think Trump authorized him talking about it? Here is Robin Voss talking about his conversation within the last week, he said, of President Trump calling him to ask him to overturn the election. Clip one.
Voss telling us in an interview for Upfront, Trump called him last week just after the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling declaring absentee ballot drop boxes illegal in the state. That phone call happening, then Voss says Trump blasting him on social media.
When's the last time you talked to the former president, President Trump?
Within the last week.
Within the last week?
Yeah.
Before or after he tweeted about you?
Before.
And what was that conversation like?
It's one of those that it's very consistent. He makes his case, which I respect. He would like us to do something different in Wisconsin. I explained that it's not allowed under the Constitution. He has a different opinion, then he put the tweet out. So that's it. Yeah.
The former president's most recent attempt to pressure Wisconsin Republicans to decertify Wisconsin's 2020 results. Now coming after the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled the use of absentee ballot drop boxes is illegal.
The court case, as you read it, does not go back and say what happened in 2020 was illegal. It just says going forward it can't happen.
This is extremely wild. I mean, it really is. Former President Donald Trump called Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and urged him to decertify President Joe Biden's 2020 election win. He says he would like us to do something different in Wisconsin. I explained it's not allowed under the Constitution. More from Speaker Robin Voss of Wisconsin. Listen.
The answer not appearing to satisfy the former president, so he took to social media. Voss, a longtime professional rhino, Republican in name only, always looking to guard his flank, will be doing nothing about the amazing Wisconsin Supreme Court decision, Trump said. The Democrats would like to sincerely thank Robin and all of his fellow rhinos for letting them get away with murder.
How would you describe your relationship with him? Because after he comes out and calls you a rhino and saying you're allowing Democrats to get away with murder. Murder.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know Donald Trump is Donald Trump. There's very little that we can do to try to control or predict what he will do.
Yeah, there's more on this. I mean, he would like us to do something different in Wisconsin. I explained that it's not allowed in the Constitution. Under the Constitution, Voss said in another interview, he has a different opinion. The Republican lawmakers said in the same interview that Trump on January 9th posted a message on Truth Social, which you just heard about, his social media platform, calling on the Wisconsin legislature to turn over the election to the actual winner by recalling the state's slate of 10 Electoral College votes who cast their votes for Biden, because Biden won in Wisconsin, not by 12,000 votes like he won in Georgia, but by 21,000 votes. I'm sorry, 21,000 votes. Bush beat Gore in Florida, which is a much, much bigger state than Wisconsin in terms of population, by 527 votes. Biden beat Trump in Wisconsin by 21,000 votes. And the Electoral College margin, and this is what is so nutty about this. Why is Trump doing this with Wisconsin? Wisconsin is 10 electoral votes. It does him no good. You need 270 electoral votes to win. If all of a sudden Trump had the 10 electoral votes from Wisconsin, he'd have 242. He'd need to do this in two other states. That is what is so crazy about the stolen election narrative. And it was a half of 1% margin in Wisconsin. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court barred the use of drop-off boxes outside election offices for absentee ballots in the upcoming elections. Such ballots either must now be mailed in or delivered directly to a local election office, according to the ruling. Does that suggest that they're going to go back, or that it's possible to go back and and redo the election? Listen, there is one thing that is fascinating to think about. And maybe before we get to the last part of the show, if you haven't thought about it, think about this. Think about where Trump would be right now if he had been normal and gracious about losing the election. Saying, well, it was a very tight race. It was a tough race. We came close. Welcoming Biden to the Oval Office the way Obama welcomed Trump. Attending the inauguration. And just not creating, not just January 6th, but this entire insanity about attacking our electoral processes. Do you realize he would be so heavily favored for president right now if he weren't obsessed with this stuff? And I want to tell you, especially given the problems he has in Georgia, which all center around now they're going to need to talk to Rudy Giuliani. They're subpoenaing him. He could be a target. All of the fake electors, and there's 16 of them in Georgia, all of the fake electors who just basically appointed themselves, they weren't even on a ballot as electors anywhere, they are now possible targets and also witnesses. To be so mired in replaying the 2020 election, which, honest to God, I don't think anyone wants to do. We'll talk about that, about new information, about the mass shooting that was avoided by heroic effort, and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.